The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. I'm Tony Reed in Beijing. Here's the news. The People's Bank of China, along with other five government departments, issued a notice to give a grace period to small and micro enterprises on loan payments to ease their financial pressure. The departments issued the notice to encourage banks and financial institutions to take market-oriented approaches to strengthen financial support for these smaller companies. Specifically, the notice said that if these companies encounter difficulties in paying back their loans due in the fourth quarter of 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic disruptions, banks should, in principle, extend their principal and interest repayment to June 30, 2023. China has launched various policies and measures to shore up small firms, including tax rebates, fee reductions, and postponement of Social Security premium payments during the pandemic. This is Special English. Paris 2024 organizers have unveiled a Phrygian cap as the official mascot of the next Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. The mascots, named the Phryges, were unveiled with just over 600 days to go before the opening of the Olympic Games in 2024. Both the Olympic and Paralympic Games use the same design with slight differences. The Olympic Phryge is triangular in shape and comes with friendly smiles, blue eyes, a tricolor ribbon, and big colored sneakers. The Paralympic version features a prosthetic leg that goes to the knee. The Paris 2024 president said the mascots have always occupied a special place in the history of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. They form the emotional bond between the games and the people, contributing to the atmosphere and festive spirit in the stadiums and other Olympic venues. Organizers said they want to deliver the idea that sport can change everything and that it deserves to have a leading place in the society through the mascots. Paris 2024 said in a statement that it's time to bring sport into our everyday lives. All sports and every way of experiencing sport through participation and encouragement. Licensed products of the mascots has become available from November 15th at the Paris 2024 official store. A man on skis called Schuss became the first character to appear as an unofficial mascot at the 1968 Grenoble Olympic Winter Games. Waldy, a multicolored dachshund, was considered the first official mascot of the Olympic Games in Munich in 1972. Mascots have since become the most popular and memorable Olympic ambassadors at each installment of the Games. The Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics mascot, Bing Duan Duan, a cuddly panda with an ice crystal shell, is particularly popular. Bing Duan Duan was officially chosen from among over 6,000 applicants as mascot in September 2019. The mascot looks cute, soft, silky, and a bit clumsy. It has the sweetness of Tang Hu Lu, a traditional Beijing snack, and also the cuteness of a roly-poly panda. You're listening to Special English. I'm Tony Reed in Beijing. Popping a champagne cork fires gas at supersonic speeds. Fathers recognize their babies' cries just as well as mothers, and roasting peanuts in their shells is more aromatic. The annual Pineapple Science Award has once again honored the spirit of curiosity and imagination. 10 seemingly trivial findings or inventions related to serious scientific subjects each won the Pineapple Science Award in Wenzhou, East China's Zhejiang province. The award is given to findings in fields such as psychology, physics, and mathematics. First held in 2012 to honor imaginative research, the Pineapple Science Award aims to arouse enthusiasm for science among China's younger generations. A robots research and development team from Hong Kong was among the winners of the award for their invention. The magnetic slime robot, inspired by Marvel character Venom, can shift into different shapes and navigate various tight and narrow spaces. Zhang Li, a professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, who co-created the slime robot, said they hope to use it in the human alimentary canal in the future to help doctors carry out minimally invasive therapies, which are difficult to complete using existing interventional tools. Andrew C. Gallup from the Polytechnic Institute at the State University of New York won the Pineapple Science Award in medicine. His team found that yawning serves as a cue that can enhance the individual vigilance of observers in social settings. Gallup said he hopes this research spurs further curiosity in the behavior that people do each and every day. Yang Shu Feng, a geologist and an academician at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, noted many important achievements are originally led by imagination. He added that curiosity comes from a love for nature, life, and human beings, and that scientists should be encouraged to have a bold imagination and curiosity. You're listening to Special English. I'm Tony Reed in Beijing. China's virtual reality industry attracts strong investment and financing as market players race to tap the burgeoning high-tech sector. According to the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the scale of investment and financing in VR more than doubled in 2021. Currently, there are over 10,000 VR-related firms in China, pushing the technology's applications into various scenarios in industry, culture, and education, among others. Earlier this month, China unveiled a plan to boost the industry's development aiming to expand its market scale to over 350 billion yuan, or about 49.4 billion US dollars by 2026. The plan aims to cultivate 100 top enterprises with strong innovation ability and industry influence, while also aiming to increase the sales of VR to over 25 million units. Meanwhile, a total of 107 projects worth 71.67 billion yuan were signed at the 2022 World Conference on the VR Industry, which just concluded in Nanchang, capital of East China's Jiangxi province. Themed VR adorns the world. VR brightens the metaverse. The two-day event zoomed in on development trends, challenges, and solutions, cutting-edge technologies, and the latest products in the VR industry. Since its first edition in 2018, the VR Industry Conference has been held annually in Nanchang. The first four events saw the signature of 435 projects worth a total of 265 billion yuan. This is Special English.
Are you an avid storyteller or a big fan of podcast? For the CGTN Podcast Festival, we welcome your voice and your story about China. Whether it is about Confucius, Peking Opera, Kung Fu, Chinatown, Peking Duck, or other delicious Chinese food, share your encounter with Chinese culture in your own words. There is even a special unit, Dunhuang Rendezvous, for you to tell us your thoughts or travel stories about this vibrant yet mysterious city, Dunhuang, along the ancient Silk Road. With your podcast creation, you'll have a chance to win amazing prizes, either for best idea, best storytelling, best audio or video production, best voice presentation, or best Dunhuang story. Interested in giving it a try? Then send your audio or video file to podcast@cri.com.cn before the end of November. Make sure to include your profile, title, and description of your work. For more information and details, you can log on radio.cgtn.com/podfast. Your ideas will inspire many more from across the globe.
You're listening to Special English. I'm Tony Reed in Beijing.
Mickey Mouse, one of the most popular and famous animation characters, first appeared in a 1928 animated film titled Steamboat Willie. Walt Disney once said that he only hoped that people never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse. Several decades later, when the jolly dancing character hit the screen in China, Mickey has continued to win the hearts of fans across generations here. Now, they, together with friends, parents and children, have come to Mickey, the true original and ever curious concluding stop in Beijing. The exhibition, which was held in Beijing's 798 Art District, a collaboration between Disney and UCCA Lab, previously toured Shanghai, Chengdu, Sichuan Province, and Shenzhen, Guangdong Province, bringing the much-loved Mickey vividly to the eyes of audiences and drawing cues of waiting. The tour navigates the history of Mickey becoming an icon of popular culture worldwide and representing joy, courage, and friendship. Also on show are works by contemporary artists drawing on their thought and fantasies inspired by the personified mouse. Creations by Chinese artists have been added to the different stops to enrich people's experiences.
This is Special English.
Chinese competitors have put in an excellent performance at the World Skills Competition 2022 Special Edition. This year's events have 61 skill competitions held in 15 countries and regions between September 7th and November 26th, and the Chinese team compete in 34 of them. Chinese competitors have won golds in events including cabinet making, print media technology, and computer numerical control turning. Chinese athletes Wu Hongyu and Zhou Chujie won 2 gold medals in the computer numerical control, or CNC turning, and milling competitions, respectively. The 2 competitions were held in Leonberg, Germany, attracting global competitors from 26 countries and regions. Famed as the World Skills Olympics, the World Skills competition is held every 2 years and aims to advance and promote vocational skills development worldwide. From 2015 to 2019, the Chinese team won 3 consecutive gold medals in CNC milling. The World Skills Competition 2022 Special Edition is the official replacement for World Skills Shanghai 2022, which was canceled in May due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Ye Junfeng, Dean of Guangdong Mechanical Technician College, said that the most prominent feature of the World Skills Competition is matching skill with practical production operations, as competition topics are based on real production tasks. Ye said Chinese competitors winning the gold medals reflect the country's improvement in skill level and its growth in the manufacturing industry.
This is Special English.
Sending a thumbs up can be seen as passive-aggressive and even confrontational. That's according to some Gen Zers who claim they feel attacked whenever it is used. Whether the chat is informal, between friends, or at work, the icon appears to have a very different or even rude meaning for the younger generation. A 24-year-old on Reddit summed up the Gen Z argument, saying it is best never used in any situation, as it is hurtful. He added that no one his age in the office does it, but the Gen X people always do it. Others agreed it is bad form, especially at work where it can make the team appear unfriendly and unaccommodating. older workers appeared flummoxed by the reaction, noting they use the thumbs up in work-related chats to signal, I approve, or I understand and it's great. Part of the issue is that young people tend to use the thumbs up in jest. Barry Kennedy, aged 24, said he only used it to communicate with boomers like his parents or older colleagues. On Reddit, some were less offended by the thumbs up emoji, but felt the heart symbol was actually the most inappropriate. Other emojis used by the so-called old people that ranked in the top 10 include the tick, the okay hand, and grimacing face.
You're listening to Special English. I'm Tony Reed in Beijing. That's the end of this edition of Special English. To recap,
I'm going to read two
of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
The People's Bank of China, along with other five government departments, issued a notice to give a grace period to small and micro enterprises on loan payments to ease their financial pressure. The departments issued the notice to encourage banks and financial institutions to take market-oriented approaches to strengthen financial support for these smaller companies. Specifically, the notice said that if these companies encounter difficulties in paying back their loans due in the fourth quarter of 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic disruptions, banks should in principle extend their principal and interest repayment to June 30, 2023. China has launched various policies and measures to shore up small firms, including tax rebates, fee reductions, and postponement of Social Security premium payments during the pandemic.
This is Special English.
Paris 2024 organizers have unveiled a Phrygian cap as the mascot of the next Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. The mascot, named the Phryges, were unveiled with just over 600 days to go before the opening of the Olympic Games in 2024. Both the Olympic and Paralympic Games use the same design with slight differences. The Olympic Phryge is triangular in shape and comes with friendly smiles, blue eyes, a tricolor ribbon, and big colored sneakers. The Paralympic version features a prosthetic leg that goes to the knee. The Paris 2024 president said the mascots have always occupied a special place in the history of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. They form the emotional bond between the games and the people, contributing to the atmosphere and festive spirit in the stadiums and other Olympic venues. Organizers said they want to deliver the idea that sport can change everything and that it deserves to have a leading place in the society through the mascots. Paris 2024 said in a statement that it's time to bring sport into our everyday lives. All sports and every way of experiencing sport through participation and encouragement. Licensed products of the mascot are available from November 15th at the Paris 2024 official store. A man on skis called Schuss became the first character to appear as an unofficial mascot at the 1968 Grenoble Olympic Winter Games. Waldy, a multicolored dachshund, was considered the first official mascot of the Olympic Games in Munich in 1972. Mascots have since become the most popular and memorable Olympic ambassadors at each installment of the Games. This is the end of today's program. I'm Tony Reed in Beijing, and I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.